You are listening to Yoga Boss, episode 215.
Welcome to the Yoga Boss podcast. Do you feel like you were meant to have a successful career in the yoga industry? Like you got into this industry to truly help your students, but you're struggling to actually make money? Or you know that marketing your business is essential, but don't know how to make it intentional and effective for you? Maybe you have already had some success, but you're ready to scale to multiple six figures. Building a profitable yoga business is less complicated and easier than you know. It takes business strategy and a yoga boss mindset. When you're ready to work on your business, instead of in it, this is the podcast for you. Now your host, Jackie Murphy, the business coach just for yoga teachers.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Yoga Boss. I am Jackie Murphy. How are you? Are you ready for an episode all about marketing? I know that you are. When I talk to you guys, and whether it's a message inside of the Business of Yoga membership, or it's a message, a DM on Instagram, or an email that comes in, a lot of the times your questions are about marketing. How do I grow my audience? How do I pack my classes? How do I get more people to know about the retreat that's coming up that I'm doing? And any time that we talk about marketing and business, I have to make sure that I convey to you that marketing isn't like a book that you read and put on the shelf. It's not like something you either have or don't have. Marketing is a skill that you can adapt, learn, develop, and eventually master over time. Most of us don't leave teacher training having the skill of marketing in our back pocket. Even if you went to college to learn marketing, you have a marketing degree, it's very different to know about marketing conceptually, and that information will be helpful and useful, than it actually is to take that information and put it into practice and use it as a skill to develop results. And so I want to start this entire podcast just reminding you that it's a good thing for you to invest in the skills that you can acquire and have forever in order to, one, grow your business, but also, two, serve the students that you're meant to serve. Now, in today's podcast, we're talking about three types of media that you may use to deliver your marketing to your people. And before we dive into the three types of media, I want to make sure we make the distinction between what I think marketing is and what three types of media are, a medium is, right? So when I think about marketing, I think about the content, the words that you say, the words that you don't say, the copywriting skills that you have. It is your message, right? That is wrapped up into you marketing your business. And it's a skill that you can really develop and master over time. The message of this podcast, the message that I have for yoga teachers, is something that I have carried and developed and shifted and adapted and worked on for years at this point. So your marketing message is going to be different than your media that you use to deliver that message. And that is exactly what the media is. The media is going to be the main means of mass communication, the tool or the outlet that you use to deliver your marketing message to your students. This is the delivery of information. How are you delivering your marketing message? I want you to think about it as, you know, what type of water glass are you serving your water in? Your water is your message. Those are the words that you know to say to your students to get their attention, to pique their curiosity, make them want to learn more, and actually eventually buy from you. That's your message. That's the water, right? And the way that you're going to deliver that message to your students can be different, right? You can serve your message Your water, you can serve it in a Stanley. You can serve it in a water glass. If you're feeling fancy, sometimes I do this. I'll take a wine glass and I'll pour my LaCroix in a wine glass just to feel a little fancy. You can drink water out of a coffee mug. There are so many different ways that you could deliver the water that you have. Are y'all following? So the medium that you're using or the types of media that you will use to deliver your message are just that. They are the main means of communication for you to deliver your marketing message to your people. I've done lots of podcasts about your marketing message. The Business of Yoga course really dives deep into mastering how to write a marketing message that will actually get people to show up for your classes or walk into your studio or sign up for your retreat. And today we're talking about three types of media that you may use to deliver that message. The first type of media is what is called earned media. And earned is going to be exactly what it sounds like. It's the fact that you've delivered a valuable service, that people have had a wonderful experience and they want to refer you. You've earned this delivery of your message because of what you've done for the people that you've worked with, that they want to refer you. Your earned media is word of mouth. It's the reviews that you get. It's the natural, organic social media shares that you get. It's this kind of talk about you or about your business that's earned based on your reputation. It can even be a little bit of PR, right? When a news outlet finds out that you're doing an amazing summer solstice event for your community, you earn that delivery, mass communication to their audience based on what you've created. And so a lot of us in the beginning of your business, you might actually be using this type of media to naturally and organically grow your business. You can grow an entire business based on referrals. Now, I would suggest that you have a system and a process to do that, and you know exactly what to tell people to say when they are referring you so that you know that it's effective. This is the first type of media. And I want you to think about, does your experience that you offer, the service that you offer, is it naturally creating conversation for you? Is it naturally helping you deliver your marketing message to more people out there? And if not, is there something that needs to change about the service or the quality or the experience so that you can use this type of media even more? The second type of media that we're going to talk about is what's called owned media. And it sounds like this is like the paid media. It's not. The owned media is all free media. This is your SEO. This is your SMS messaging. This is your website. This is your email that you have. This is your organic social media. This is anything that's free that you own as the business owner. When you purchase your website domain and you build a website, you own that and you own what SEO work you do on that website, whether you have meta titles and descriptions and do a little bit of SEO work. You open up an email list and you start to get people's emails on your email list for delivering some sort of freebie. You own that email list. That is one of the most valuable things that you can own in order to make money in your business. You own your social media handle. You own your username. Now, what's really important to know about this is you own your username. You own that profile page. It's yours. And at the same time, your followers on social media, you want to make sure that you're converting them to email subscribers because you never know what's going to happen with social media accounts. But you own your platform page. You own the following that you build or the audience that you have. You own all the content that goes out there, the stories that you put up, the content that you create, the words that you say. And so that is one other type of media. And I would say this is where a lot of the members inside of the Business of Yoga community are. They are working on their free media to grow their yoga business. And they're working on posting, and they're working on their SEO, and they're working on their website, and they're building out their email list. And that is the most important place to start and really make sure that you master that medium before you go on to the next one. Why? Because if you don't master it first, you'll go on to the next one and you'll end up wasting your money. The third type of media that you can use is paid media. This is anything from paid ads, paid Pinterest ads, YouTube ads, Meta ads, Google ads, search ads, essentially. This is paid marketing that you do to get on a radio station or a TV station, or if you pay an influencer to promote your product. If you pay for a podcast ad, that's a thing, right? We don't do them on this podcast, but it's a thing to put your ad in the middle of a podcast. That is paid media. And before you go to paid media, you want to make sure that your website is running smoothly, that you've already mastered your organic message, you know the words to say that will attract people, you know what not to say, you know what to say to get people to buy. That way you can take that same message, put it on paid marketing, paid media, and then you should know that your money will yield a return. Now, this is something that we're really working on inside of the Grow Mastermind, because these business owners, they have proven that their message works, that they know what to say. They've dialed it in. They have delivered webinars and masterclasses and info calls. They know how to sell. They know what they're selling sales. Does that make sense? They know what they are selling will sell. And so we sit down and we make sure that they have paid media up, and we launch them into this new realm of marketing, because I know and I can say, you're ready, right? Like, you can do this now. And there's kind of two types of paid media. There's traditional, which is like your, if you were to print out postcards and mail them to different addresses, that would be traditional paid media. Or if you were to go pay a radio station to be an advertisement, that's more of a traditional way to do it. But a lot of what we focus on now is digital marketing, is paid digital marketing, paid digital advertising, meaning that you're paying per click, per lead, in order to get people into your business. And that just goes, there's a whole world that you could go into when you're looking and studying that type of marketing, that medium that you can use. But I just want you to be aware that there are three different types of medium for you to deliver the same message. So what does this mean for you? Let's say that you are in the business of yoga and you get the 4 weekly reels that I send every single week. And what you've been doing is recording those reels and posting them on your organic social, and you've seen some do really well. I've talked to you guys, I've looked at these reels with you, and you are getting more views on these reels, and the comments are increasing and the engagement is going up. And so you're mastering your message. Now that you know that message works on your own media, you can take that same message and make it a paid opportunity. You could take that same message and write an email to your students and say, hey, like, send this to 10 of your friends who would love to come in. You could say, share this, or you could take the same message that popped off on Instagram from the reel that you did and create an entire podcast about it. Or you could take that same message that popped off on Instagram that you know works and create an entire workshop or event around it. And this is how you really start to use the skill of marketing. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, a lot of the questions that I get are all about marketing. And eventually, over time, I listened and I talked about marketing enough that I was like, you know what? I need to talk about how to grow your yoga business on Instagram, because that is what people want. My message got really, really clear. And so I tested it on Instagram. I put a reel out about, here's a a week of stories that you can do. And here's a reel that you can take today. And those do incredibly well when I put them out there. And so then I thought, this marketing message is working. What else can I do? So now I'm taking that same concept, the same idea, and creating a masterclass around it. Do you see how you take the marketing message, you use it in three types of media, you're working smarter, not harder, and you're going to get better results because you are already validated in your message before you put it to these other types of media. Now, let me just tell you, I'm talking about the How to Grow Your Yoga Business Masterclass with a live Q&A component. It's happening April 22nd, 2024 at 1 p.m. EST. I will link the sign up in the show notes so you can sign up for that class. Because hey, I do know that you want to know what to put on your story and what to put in your bio and how to create a post or a reel that's going to work and really engage people and not just go out to the audience and be total crickets. Or if it is total crickets, I'm okay with that as long as people are paying you. So if you want to be at that masterclass, make sure that you sign up. Now, the other thing I want to tell you, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, Jackie, I am rocking my organic marketing. I have that owned medium down and I am ready for the paid part of it, that I want to invite you to the Grow Mastermind. You can find the link in my bio to submit your application. We'll just make sure that you're the right fit for the group. I'm really protective over the group itself because I want it to be business owners. It's all women, you know, women in business who are top-notch, intelligent, committed to their mission, and ready to try some new things. It's not easy to put up your first Facebook ad or Instagram ad, and so you got to be really ready to hop in, learn, and get going. So that's available for you too. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I will see you in the How to Grow Your Yoga Business on Instagram Masterclass and in the next episode.